Okay, today's mitzvah is Shin Tzadi Gimel, 393. Shin Tzadi Gimel, 393, as we continue in Parshas Korach. Today's mitzvah is related to a mitzvah way back in Parshas Bo. In Parshas Bo, we had the mitzvah of the Kiddush of a Bechor Behema Tahora, three types of kosher animals that one is chayev to bring their Bechor from back in Bo. Yesterday we had the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, which was also mentioned in Bo, but the Chinuch counted it here. But there's also an Isser that goes along with the mitzvah Saseh of Bechor Behema Tahora, and that is the Isser to be Poda a Bechor Behema Tahora. If I have a Bechor that automatically became a Bechor because it was born to my kosher animal that's Chayiv in Bechorah, so I'm not allowed to be Poda that animal. I want to be poed to it for, you know, give money instead to the Beis HaMikdash. That is an Isser D'Oraisa. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Chesef, O Bechor Eiz. Those are the three animals that one is Chayef Bechor in, oxen, sheep, or goats. Lo Sifte, they cannot be redeemed. Kodesh Heim, they're Kodesh. As damam tizrok al hamizbeach, ves chalbam taktir, ishei l'reach lichoach l'Hashem. So that is a separate issur d'oraisa, the issur to be poda. The Eben Ezra says, lo tikach pidyonam. Don't take their pidyon. So the mitzvah zaseh of making it kadosh, keeping it kadosh, is the mitzvah zaseh mentioned in Bo. And here is the lo zaseh that goes along with it. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, shelo nifte b'char behema tahora. That I'm not allowed to be poda b'char behema tahora, and we'll see whether this applies b'zman hazeh. Mipnei shata, why would I have thought you can? Any other carbon, also you can. If I have a carbon, an ola, a carbon shlah, any carbon, unless it gets a mum, you're not allowed to be podit. So why would I have thought otherwise? So, mipneisha, Torah tzivsa liftos peter chamor, because the Torah is mitzave to redeem peter chamor. That's by a buffer is born of a donkey. Ula yala al datenu, then there would have been a havamina, liftos gamkin b'char behemet tahora b'veim acheres. I might have thought that just like a firstborn donkey could be redeemed and traded for a set, so too, maybe by the Bechar v'chesev oeis, or a shor. Al-Kain, ba'asanu ha-meniyah, ba'zeh, that's where the Torah goes out of its way to give a separate losaseh. Shlo nifto so la'olam, it cannot be redeemed while it is a tam. V'yafilu avar padeu in a padi, even if you try to. Even if I try to, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, but I still get the avir for trying, as we'll talk about. V'yalzeh ne'amar, and that's the pasuk. Ach b'char shor, o b'char chesev, o b'char eiz, lo sifteh kodesh heim, b'yer ha-kasev shalosha behemos ha-tahoros, shein b'chiyev mitzvahs b'char. These three, ki mine ha-chaya shein shiva, einam b'toras b'choros. All of the chayos, even the kosher chayos, there's no mitzvah of bechor behema tahora, only by shor chesev o'ez. Kamosha kasafti b'seder asevav simin tes. Good. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah, what's the shortest part of this mitzvah, as was mentioned yesterday, and back in Bo, lesito l'koin kasafti sham v'nyan asar shalavtoso nikshari mo v'kachan misham. Good, this is the assay, the los assay that goes along. Keep in mind the Taz, the very important sheet of the Taz that we mentioned a number of times already, but it's always good to review. The Taz notes that why is it that we have three mitzvos that relate to Bechor, right? The Chinuch says, today's mitzvah is the Zahavamina that I would have really related it, that said, you can be poed to it, Kamash Falan, I can't. But the three mitzvahs, we have Pidyon HaBen, and we have Peter Chamar, as was mentioned, and the third mitzvah, Bechor Behemet Tahora, like we have here, asks the Taz, why is it that one is allowed, and when one, not only allowed, when one does the mitzvah, one makes the bracha by Petra Chabar, one makes the bracha by Pidyon HaBen, but there's no bracha here by Bechor Behemet Tahora. There's no bracha. Two out of three get a bracha. Why doesn't this one get a bracha? That's the Taz's kasha. So the Taz says in halachas of Bechor Behemet Tahora, well, the reason is because you're really not doing anything here. By Pidyon HaBen, you're actually doing something. Right, I'm buying my child back, so to speak, as we spoke about. By Petach Habar, I'm trading the Kedusha. I'm transferring the transferring the status. A Petach Hamor doesn't have Kedusha, it's a donkey. But it has a status that I'm trading. Here, it's Kadosh Merechem. Even if I don't do anything, really. I'm supposed to add my own Kedusha, as we will talk about soon, but really, I'm not doing anything. So that is why there really is no specific mitzvah when it comes to, no specific mitzvah that I'm actually doing, and therefore there's no bracha when I fulfill this mitzvah. But today, of course, is the Lo Saseh, which discusses making sure that it remains a Bechar, and even if I try to make it not a Bechar, I can't get out of it. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas behind the mitzvah? Kasava Rambam, HaBechar, Kamoshe, Podonoso, Kache, Nakoin, Yachol, Lemochro, Bodotam. Not only can it not be redeemed, but let's say I give it to the Kohen like I'm supposed to, the Kohen cannot sell it when it is a Tam. Kivan, Shu, Omed, Lekarban, Ein, Lekoin, Lezchus, Lemochro. The Kohen cannot sell it while it is a Tam. Ubizman Azeh, She'ein Abayi, since we don't have a base of Mikdash today, since we're going to eat it once it gets a mum kavua, how is it mutal mochro? The avavishu tamim bein lekoin bein liyisrael adkan. That is the shita of the Rambam that a kohen bezman hazeh is allowed to sell it because after all it's going to be eaten anyway. Vade the chinuch clarifies shezeh shamar abenu zal hov lachila omeid kavanas alomer lekshipa b'mum. When it gets a mum, if you have a bechor tam bezman hazeh, then obviously one cannot do anything with it. You can't eat it yet. It's a karban. Right, we're going to talk about soon that it's, so we have to try to not be in this situation. But when the Rambam says that bezman hazeh one can sell it because once they're going to eat it, of course it's talking about when it gets a mum. Right, we mentioned it as well. It's a good time to repeat it. The bechor behema tahora is one of the only karbanas that while it's a tam, it's a karban. Once it gets a mum, it's automatically chulin. It's chulin biyad kohen. Usually when a karban gets a mum, it still has to be redeemed. It's called psulei hamakdashin. There are still limitations of what is allowed to be done to it, even on a daraisa level, in terms of shearing it and in terms of working it. But bechor behema tahora, it's chulin biyad kohen once it gets a mum, and therefore it loses its kedusha. Related to that, the Gemara discusses a number of times, the Kohanim were chashud in suggesting and testifying that my animal has a mum, because they would want it to get a mum. They were even chashud to putting mum in, because they don't want to schlep it and have to eat it in the base of Mikdash. They want to eat it here. So if they have a mum kavua in this animal, then a mela, it's automatically chulin. So they were chashud, and they're not believed about mume kavua regarding a bechar. There is also, this mitzvah relates to the Issa Daraisa mentioned back in Parshas Emor, to put a mum on a karban. Asr lahatil mum bekachim is a separate Issa Daraisa, even in an indirect way. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Chav Zayin discusses, let's say I'm going to put my animal into an area with a number of other animals, and I'm going to put a little cookie on the top of the ear of the animal, knowing that the other animals are going to come over and nibble the cookie, and along the way they're going to nibble the ear of this animal. And then lo and behold, this animal's going to have a mum. So that is included in the Isra Matal Mum B'Kachim. That is a result-oriented Aveira, and therefore Grama, indirect causing of this damage will be included even in the Issa Daraisa. Most of the time, by most Averis, Grama, indirect, is something less. Like, of course, on Hilcha Shabbos, it's indirect. But a couple of times, we have an Isser that is result-oriented. One of them is the Isser, putting a mum, bekachim, and specifically, when it comes to Bechar, that's where there is a worry, because it becomes chulin biyad kohen right when there is a mum. Continuing the chiduch, ubechor baal mum yish lekohen lemochor b'chol zman. Once it gets a mum, the kohen can sell it. Bein b'fnei habayis, bein shelo b'fnei habayis. Even if there is no beis hamikdash, because it's chulin. Bein chai, bein shachet. Whether it's alive or dead. Lechol adam afil l'goy. Even to a guy. If a bechor behema gets a mum, it can be sold to a guy. It is chulin gemurin, and therefore there's no reason that it shouldn't be able to be sold to anybody. Like it says later in Dvarim, hatamei v'atar yochlenu katsviva cha'ayol. Mikol makom, Chazal said maybe how you sell it should be limited. Maybe selling it in public, selling it just like another piece of slab of meat in the butcher shop, maybe that's not appropriate in how you sell it. But lamaisa, to who you sell it to, there really are no limitations. Good. Another message of this mitzvah, we spoke about the shorash of the mitzvah yesterday and back in Bo, to remember Makas Pachoros, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But another message specifically of this one is the Shlo Liftos. If this is earmarked for a karban, I can't change it. Meaning, I'm not the Bialim of my money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me assets to do something with. He gave me this Bechar to use as a karban. I'm going to try to second guess, I want to give this money instead of this. No, you're not allowed to do that. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, every asset that we have is earmarked for something. It's earmarked for some type of mitzvah, some type of sanctification. And it's our job to use all of our assets for the proper goal of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Here it's easy. It's automatically a carbon, and I know what it's supposed to be, but everything we have, every table that we have, every asset, every penny that we have to make sure that we use it properly and we're not poda. We don't change from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. We have to try to figure out where the best recipients and we're the best mitzvah. What's the best mitzvah I could use all of my assets for? But that might be another idea behind this mitzvah of not being poda the bechor. Good, continuing. But hagas mitzvah zu be'eretz Yisrael. Come on, mitzvahs kiddush bechor be'eretz Torah shunoi be'eretz Yisrael bilvad. Kedas k'sasam afarshim. Be'im befrei ba'yis ve'shelo befrei ba'yis. The mitzvah of kiddush bechoros is only in Eretz Yisrael, but even bizman hazeh. Even shelo befnei ha'bayis, which we'll get back to Bez Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, v'yachat l'fnei Hashem alokecha, ma'aser t'gancha, v'chorz b'karcha v'tzonecha. Right? It doesn't matter if it's a Beis HaMikdash. If I have a firstborn b'char, that's it. It's finished. And it is a... It has Kedusha. And Chazal say, v'darsha z'charim l'vracha, v'makom sh'ata mevi meisr, d'haino Eretz Yisrael, ata mevi b'char son uvakar. So we have a special limud that is only in Eretz Yisrael. Importantly, says the Chinuch, v'yakol chayav b'mitzvah zu. Not only is there a difference between this mitzvah and the two other mitzvos regarding bracha, as the Taz said before, but also regarding who is chayiv in it. By pidyon haben, as we mentioned yesterday, kohanim and levim are pturos from it. They don't have to do it. When it comes to petra chamar, kohanim and levim are also pater from it. When it comes to this mitzvah, they're chayiv. And if a Kohen has a Bechor, Behema Tahora, so he has to treat it as a carbon. But he is Bechuyiv in the mitzvah too. V'al kol chayiv mitzvah zu, Kohanim v'levim v'Yisraelim. Shenamar, kol Bechor sheyiv aleid. V'aval b'shaniftu kohanim levim mipidron Bechor Adam u'petach hamor. They're chayiv in this mitzvah. It's an important question, important issue to know. The two differences between Petah Bechor Behema Tahora and... On the other hand, Petach Hamor and Pidyon HaBen, number one, is there a bracha? Number two, are Kohanim Leviim chayiv in it? Two important Lamaisa differences. V'yover al zeh upada b'char behema tahora. If somebody violates, I have a b'char, but I really, even if I want to give more, let's say I want to give more money to the Beis HaMikdash than this animal is worth. So I'm trying to be poda it. Afa pi shelo ho'ilu lo ma'isav. Ve'eno padui. Even though it doesn't work what I try to do. Ela b'kdushasu hukamo shahaya. Avar alav, I still get the avera. Right, this relates to the principle of the sugya, the beginning of Maseches Tumura, kol milsa da'amar rachmana lo sevid. Anything the Torah tells me not to do, if I try to do it, does it work or not? Major machlokas between Abaya and Rava, and then you have all the exceptions that they both agree to, and the Gemara has to figure out what the source is. So here, everybody agrees to this. Everybody agrees that it doesn't work if you try to do it. The question is that the rule or is that the exception? Because there's a special pasuk here that has an extra phrase. Shela'inyan avar zlav lo ichmas lani yehanu masav in lav, to violate the avera, even if I don't accomplish what I want to do, lo mahani, I'm still going to get the avera for trying. Again, this is a crucial sugya. We've discussed in the past. Are there any limitations of kol milsa David rachmana? It's a beautiful ha'ara of the Maharit. Right, discussed in, brought up in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, we mentioned this in the past, on Daf Yud Dalet, has the Mishnah, where it discusses if somebody shechs an animal on Shabbos, the shechit is kasher. Even though it's chayiv misa. Ava bishem is chayiv benafsho, shechit also ksheira, the shechit is kasher. So the Rishonim here ask two questions. Number one, shechit as mumar. A mumar who shechs is shechit a psula. So why is the shechit also ksheira? He's a mumar, he's being mechal Shabbos. So why should he shechit a ksheira? So Rishonim give different answers. Some say, well, this is his first time. He's not a mumar until after he does the shechita. So this first shechita is okay. He's not a mumar. He's not a mumar yet. Maybe this is betzina, and you're only a mumar if you do it before hesya. That is one discussion of the Rishonim, right? Why isn't it shechitas mumar? The other question the Rishonim ask is based on that Gemara of the Avid Lomahani. According to the Amoram, according to the shechita that says that if you try to do something the Torah asers, it doesn't work. So why should the shechita be good here? We should say, lo mahani. Just say, lo mahani, and the shechita shouldn't be kosher. So some say, well, you can't say that, Rabbi Chanan says. Well, you can't say that where everything is tully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding. It's not a chalos that you decide. If somebody shechs an animal and has in mind, it shouldn't be a kosher shechita unless it snows tomorrow. It doesn't matter if it snows tomorrow. If you shechted it properly, you shechted it properly. You do a physical act. Once it's shachut, Hashem says it's kosher. It's not like a marriage where I'm in control of the chalos, Rabbi Chanan says. I married to you on condition that it snows tomorrow. So then I'm in charge of the chalos. But here, I just do the action. Hashem brings the chalos. So then you can't say Yavalo Mahani there, because once you do the shechting, the Memela, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, is kosher. So that's why maybe it doesn't apply in the case of Chulin. But the other suggestion by the Maharit is, and it fits into many of the cases, and that is, you only say Lo Mahani if saying Lo Mahani would prevent the Aveira from having been done. But if Lo Mahani wouldn't make a difference, and the Aveira is done in any case, then you don't say you have a Lo Mahani, because it's not going to prevent you from the Aveira. You killed an animal on Shabbos. So you're going to tell me it's not a good Shechita? You still killed an animal on Shabbos. So you're still going to violate the Issa D'Oraisa of Shochet. So that's why you're not going to say Lo Mahani in that regard. So here, whether you hold like Abaya or Rava, Mahani or Lo Mahani, the special din is that it does not work, kind of like Temura, the Isra of Temura trying to substitute one animal for another animal. Also, it doesn't work, but you get an Isra Daraisa, and they're both Kadosh over there at the end of Ayikra. But here too, it doesn't matter, Lo Mahani Masav or not, still, one is going to be Chayiv to get the Isra Daraisa. One will not get Malkus, in a Loka, Lefisha Efshalav, or Lebuli Masa. One doesn't get Malkus because you can violate without doing an action, and this is the Chinuch Shita he said many times, if you could do the Aveira without an action, that even if you happen to do an action, you are going to be Patur from getting Malkus. What about Bizman Hazeh? So the Chinuch says this mitzvah applies Bizman Hazeh. So if somebody has a Bechor walking around, so then one would violate the Isser if one tries to redeem it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Shin Chaf, that obviously we try not to have Bechorim animals walking around. It's just not a good idea. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch says, Bizman Hazeh. We'll start with the previous Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch first says, in Shin Chaf in Yeredei Asif Gimel, that if a non-Jew owns part of the mother animal, so then that is Mafkia V'chiyav, and there is no Kedusha. As long as the guy owns part of the mother animal, shurfis hobi kochavim poter, shemaya hobi kochavim shutaf bepara o beubar, afilo hayelo echad me'elef be'aim o bevlad, hariza poter me'abachora. And therefore, it's a good idea hamakabel behema. If you're watching an animal from a non-Jew, there's no problem of bechar. But then the Shulchan Aruch says bizman hazeh. This is in Sivav. The Shulchan Aruch says based on Tosfos mitzvah l'shatef im ma'ovid kochavim kodem shiyatzal avir ha'olam kedei lapacho miyabechora. We don't want karbanos walking around today. It'll only lead to problems. You can't have karbanos michshol. Somebody's going to use it. Somebody's going to get benefit from it. Problems iser me'ila. The Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah to be mishatif with a non-Jew before it comes out. Even though usually we say, oh, preventing Kedusha? It's terrible. No, here we say it's a good idea. Hachi adif tfei, kedei shelo yavu lidei michshol lehanos mimenu begiza uba avoda. V'im yakna lovek achavim chelik ba'ubar. What if you're makna to the goy a chelik in the ubar, the fetus, not in the mother? So that might not work because it's a davar shelo b'olam. The mother should be jointly owned. Give the goy a percentage of the mother. Right? If you know your kosher animal is being mevakeres, she's going to have a firstborn. So before it's born, give the goy a percentage of the ownership, and after it's born, buy it back. That's it, as long as it's mufka, and there's a partnership at the time of the birth. There are long pischei tshuvas here that discuss how do you make a kinyan with a guy. Right? The two places where this is discussed most is mechiras chametz and mechiras eim habachor, because those are the two places where halacha advises, so to speak, in order to do a sale with a non-Jew. But again, all these halachas are quoted in Simen Shin Chaf. The Shulchan Aruch, just to review a little bit more of some of the halachas. Kohanim Leviim Chayavin Bibachar Behem Taora V'Yafrishanu HaKohen V'Yakven Al Atzmo. So if a Kohen has it, then he's mafresh it as a Bechor, but then he keeps it for himself. If you remember, we mentioned back in Parsha's Boat, to mention it again, Rav Shechter's beautiful Kiddush in the Ginas Egos in Simen Dalet, where he discusses what is the message of Kiddush. Kiddush. So according to the Rambam, Kiddush and Avdallah are both Da'araisa. So, according to that, the message of Kiddush is to cordon off Shabbos. Before and after, we cordon it off. What about, according to other Rishonim that say only Kiddush is Daraisa and not Havdalah? Not Havdalah. So, that like the Magen Mishnah. See, he quotes, maybe the point is to add my own personal sanctification to Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is Kadosh Va'omed, it's Kadosh whether I like it or not, it's going to be Shabbos. Whether all of Am Yisrael, right? If Bez din says we're not going to have Shabbos this week. They don't have that power. Shabbos is Kodesh V'Omi, whether I like it or not. But still, there's an added element if I am a Kadesh HaShabbos, if I acknowledge that sanctification. Where do you see this? You see this from our halacha. From our halacha, the Gemara Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel, Minayin Lenovat Bechar Shebetok Beso, Shem Mitzvah LaHakdisho. How do you know that even if you have a Bechar, and it's automatically Kadosh, there's a mitzvah to say Kadosh. It's Kadosh based on, how do you know that? Shenemar HaZachar Takdish. Right, Klomar explains Rav Schechter. The bechol shara karbanos davar pashidu shekol kedushasam chala pi kedushas peh ala makdishim. By other karbanos, obviously the hakdasha, the sanctification of the person, starts the kedusha. But by bechor, it's kadosh me rechem. Right, it's automatically. So you might have thought, do nothing. The Torah says no. Hazachar taktish bi makdashit. Add your own hakdasha as well. Ratzta Torah shaaf kedushas agamkin tachu bidei adam v'lachein sivsa mishamitzvah lahakdisho. Maybe that's what the Rishonim, who say only Kiddush is, Daraisa, say that's the point of Kiddush as well. And he's the Kiddush, maybe the Rambam agrees to that. But the Rambam says that there is two elements of Kiddush. There's also the cordoning off Shabbos idea, but that is all. So the Kiddush is learned out from Bechar. So again, these takes us through the two mitzvahs related to Bechar. Again, it's a mitzvah. It goes on the list of mitzvahs that apply to Zman Hazeh. But it's a mitzvah that we try not to. Right, not too many of those. We try not to be put lomaisa bezman hazeh. We try to prevent the situation of having firstborn kosher animals walking around, because that could only lead to trouble. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time, we'll pick up with the mitzvah of the Levi working in the Beis HaMikdash.